Watch Trump, Democrat agenda of open borders is greatest betrayal of American middle class. By John Binder on June 19, 2019. The Democrat agenda of open borders and mass immigration is the greatest betrayal of the American middle class, President Trump said Tuesday night during an Orlando, Florida rally. Trump told his supporters that Democrat calls for amnesty for illegal aliens, an open border, and a never-ending flow of cheaper foreign workers to compete against Americans is the greatest betrayal to the working and middle class. Trump said, "On no issue are Democrats more extreme and more depraved than when it comes to border security. The Democrat agenda of open borders is morally reprehensible. It is the greatest betrayal of the American middle class and, frankly, American life." Emphasis added. Illegal mass migration brings in millions of low-wage workers to compete for jobs, wages, and opportunities against the most vulnerable Americans, cutting off their path to the American dream. Thanks to Democrat policies, school children across the country are being threatened by the vicious gang MS-13 that ICE, by the way, is taking out of our country and dropping them back home by the thousands. Emphasis added. Every year, American taxpayers are forced to pay $116 billion in public benefits, free health care, public education costs, and increased law enforcement costs for the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. Democrats, Trump said, would care more about ending mass illegal immigration if they and their children were forced to live under the open borders policies they support, as Americans do. Mass illegal migration reduces living standards and strains public resources, Trump said. If Democrat officials had to send their children to those overcrowded, overburdened schools, they would not tolerate it for 1 minute. What's happening with their policies are horrible. Our immigration law is a disgrace. Democrats in California even voted to give free health care to illegal aliens instead of helping homeless Americans in Democrat-run cities, Trump said. Trump said Democrats used the country's illegal and legal immigration system to import a new voting bloc of reliable voters in the hopes that an amnesty for illegal aliens will eventually give millions the chance to vote in federal elections. Democrats would strip Americans of their constitutional rights while flooding the country with illegal immigrants in the hopes it will expand their political base and they'll get votes someplace down the future. That's what it's about. Emphasis added. No one who supports sanctuary cities should be allowed to run for president of the United States, Trump said. Republicans believe welfare, schools, hospitals, and public resources should be protected for all Americans. The nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal and illegal immigration policy, whereby at least 1.5 million unskilled foreign nationals are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine has discovered that immigration to the country shifts about $500 billion in wages away from working and middle class Americans toward new rivals and economic elites. In the last decade alone, the U.S. admitted 10 million legal immigrants, forcing American workers to compete against a growing population of low-wage foreign workers. Meanwhile, if legal immigration continues, there will be 69 million foreign-born residents living in the U.S. by 2060. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.